The Last Resort Podcast with Jesse Case.
Podcast time. Who's pumped? I'm trying to be pumped. Thanks for the intro, Walter. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm fine.
Good to hear. Walter, we're going to be talking to you later. I have a little surprise for you.
I hate surprises.
I know.
What is it?
Well, love advice, Walter. You're going to be giving love advice. It's my new segment.
That's a terrible idea.
I've been taking emails all week for you.
I have no love advice.
It'll be funny, Walter.
I know very little of the ways of a woman.
I know. I'm excited about it.
I'm terrified.
Oh, don't be scared, Walter.
You're a dick.
I'm not. How am I a
don't
dick?
Don't put me on the spot like this.
I'm not even putting you on the spot, Walter. It's our radio show. You wanted to do this originally.
You made me do this.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Your show.
Can I talk? Let me.
Fine.
Walter?
Talk.
Walter, let me start doing the show here, all right?
Go ahead.
Jesus. Well, this is going to be a fun show. The first thing I have to get out of the way is Walter and I both have to apologize to our guest, Jackie Cation. I realize, you know, I did go back and I listened to some of the podcasts just to hear sort of vocal levels and just to make sure, you know, there weren't any weird clicks or pops, which there were some weird clicks or pops, and I figured out the problem. It was the bit rate. I had it set too low because I wanted it to be a small file, but we're going to go a little higher sound quality on this one, see if that takes care of the issue. But I went back, I listened to it, and I realized I really do suck at giving interviews. So I really need to apologize to Jackie, and we're gonna have you back in. I hope your shows are going great, and when you get back to LA, give me a call. You know, we'll have you back in, and you'll talk more, because that was awful. I want to make sure that this podcast isn't that self-gratifying. I mean, I do want it to be informative and fun and interesting. And, you know, I don't want it to just be me talking as if I'm being heard. So anyway, I apologize to you, Jackie. Now, Walter.
Jesse.
I've gotten a lot of emails about you.
Me?
People want to know, how does one acquire a robot? And how do you become friends with robots? And is it real friendship? And it brings up a lot of questions, I think philosophical questions, just about the nature of man and the nature of machine. It got very Lovecraft.
Huxley.
Who?
Aldous Huxley.
I don't think that's the right author, but you know, it got very some other reference. I want to answer some of these questions. So, Walter, I feel it's important we should tell the listeners how we met. Do you mind if I tell the story?
By all means.
Okay, you jump in if you need to. Walter and I met in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Reno. You
I'm sorry, Reno, Nevada. Already, I'm screwing it up, Walter.
Such a fucktard.
I know. We met in Reno, Nevada. I was doing shows, and I had just checked into a Travelodge motel. Because the club there, they put you up nice, and I was walking to the show. The comedy club was like half a mile away. I mean, it was 10 blocks down the road, and I figured I could just walk down. So I left the hotel early, and I was walking, and I noticed at a bus stop, who do I see wearing a hat with a briefcase, standing there? It was very rainy, standing there in the rain. Who do I see but Walter? And I go over and I introduce myself because I'd always been fascinated by robots and I'd always felt a little weird about them. I mean, can you trust a robot? What's the deal with robots? So I go over, I introduce myself to Walter, and
you called me Robocock.
Robocock? I don't remember saying that.
It's true.
I think you're lying, Walter.
My memory is flawless.
Oh.
I can play back the audio if you wish.
All right, that makes sense. I guess I did.
So fucking rude.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I guess that's, but maybe I was...
Drunk.
No? Well, because we met a few years ago, so I was sober. I was already sober.
Man, it really offended me.
Well, I'm sorry, Walter.
You have a massive ego problem.
No, sometimes your ego bothers me. You get this robo ego. this all-knowing, you know, you're basically, you're a walking Google.
Your mom was a walking Google last night.
Walter, you were here last night. I shut you down at 9 o'clock. Are you trying to make a joke? Are you trying to have a sense of humor right now?
I'm funnier than your shitty jokes.
Well, I don't find it very funny. My mother would never engage in any sort of intercourse with a machine.
I'm a sex machine.
No, you're not, Walter. You're a virgin.
How dare you bring that up on air?
You left me no choice, my friend. You know, you get me in a corner, I'm gonna punch out.
So juvenile.
Anyway, we're standing there at the bus stop, and I tell him my name's Jesse, and he tells me he's Walter, and it turns out we're the same age. We're both 23. You know, I was born in 86. That's the year he was assembled?
Commissioned.
Yeah. He was commissioned in Europe.
London,
in England. And I noticed that on his briefcase, he had a
Radiohead.
Radiohead sticker. Now, Radiohead, one of my favorite bands. They're a British band, and they're one of the few bands that's actually still evolving musically. They've really taken their career into their own hands, and started, you know, getting direct access to their fans. And I think that what they're doing is really positive. Instead of just going for the lowest common denominator, stupid kind of stuff. They're a great band. But upon hearing, you know, Walter's voice, I realized that and I had to ask him, you know, was he the one that did the vocal work? Some of the vocal work on their album, OK Computer, on that song, Fitter Happier, track 6.
Track 7,
right. You would know. And it turns out he was. He'd been commissioned, and he was in the studio with Radiohead, which blew my mind. Walter, give us a little jingle. Give us the...
I'm not your dancing monkey.
I know that, Walter, but...
Jesse.
Walter, I put food on the table.
But I require no nutrition for survival.
Metaphorically speaking, Walter, just do me a solid here. Come on.
Asshole.
No, the listeners want to...
We don't have any listeners.
I have a few. I feel I have a few. I got some emails.
Okay.
Walter, do the thing.
Fitter. Happier. More productive.
There you go. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? I try to get him to do that any time I can. So anyway, then I say, hey, Walter, why don't you come with me to the comedy show? And you can come up during my closer. We'll do a Radiohead cover for the people. Keep in mind, this is in Reno, Nevada. No one's heard of Radiohead, and it bombed. But Walter was with me. He was down on his luck. You know, he'd since gotten out of the music industry, and he was stateside trying to make some money on the horse tracks in Reno. And it wasn't going well.
They wouldn't let me have any creative control.
So I said, Walter, I was living in Nashville at the time. Come back to Nashville with me. We'll get you a cowboy hat, and you can try to break into country music. It didn't work well. It didn't.
They are biased of robots. I was in a fight with Toby Keith.
Yes, he did get in a fight with Toby Keith. And Toby wound up actually putting some references to Walter in some of his songs. The, you know, American boot up your ass. I'm going to stick an American boot up your ass. That was actually Walter's ass.
It's an exhaust vent. He hates the British.
He does not like the English. Even though you were programmed with an American accent.
I will retaliate with force upon our next meeting.
So that's the story of how Walter and I met. We've been together ever since. And Walter, I'm going to do some love advice, man.
No.
I even have a special jingle for it.
No.
Yes.
N-O-O-O.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Walter.
I don't believe you have a jingle.
No, it's track 3. No, play it. Hit the button.
Advice of love and romance with Walter, the artificial man.
What do you think, buddy?
That's terrible.
I think it's pretty good.
It's like a World War II newsreel.
I think it's pretty good.
That's fucking awful.
So I have an email here, and I'm going to read it. And then you give you give the love advice. That's how this is going to work. We're going to keep it short today. Short podcast. There's no interview. I only interview people that I kind of vouch for. I don't scramble to get someone in every week to interview. So interviews, you know, they'll happen. I'd say every other week or so. We're going to have one next week. Surprise guest. I'll let you know then. In the meantime, I'm gonna we're gonna do some love advice with Walter. Here we go.
Advice of love and romance with Walter, the artificial man.
You can email any sort of romance questions or love questions to Walter here at Jesse, that's J-E-S-S-E dot, as in period, Jesse dot S dot case at gmail.com. And just put in the subject line, you know, Walter. Any question for Walter, actually. You can email that. Any other question, just subject line podcast. Those are questions for me. And, you know, I will either talk about it on the air or respond to it personally at this point with the amount of listeners. And, you know, we'll see if it takes off. And if it doesn't, yeah, you know, we're all having a good time. We're having a good time. So, Walter, the first question comes from Melanie in Detroit, Michigan. Melanie saw me perform at the Comedy Castle up there in, I guess, Royal Oak. Is that part of town? I don't think I've been there in like 3 years. I'm going to try to make it back soon, Melanie. You know, I got like all new stuff from then. So I'll try to make it back. But thanks for coming to the shows and thanks for sending the question. So I probably shouldn't have said your name. Doesn't matter. I didn't say a last name, but I went to your Facebook page though, and because you sent it via Facebook. I'm not creepy.
You're pretty creepy.
Well, I'm not that creepy, Walter. And you know, I don't really know why you're having romance troubles. You're very pretty. Maybe that's my insecurity. Maybe I guess everyone has romance troubles. So here we go. Walter, this question is for you.
Let's hear it.
All right, man. Dear Walter, my boyfriend and I have been seeing each other for just over a year and a half. Less than 4 months ago, we moved in together, and I noticed immediately that the romance has dropped off. Our sex life used to be off the charts, and now, not so much. I was on my boyfriend's computer one day and noticed that for roughly the same amount of time that our sex life has been dwindling, he has been watching internet porn regularly. And some of these websites are pretty outlandish. Do you have any advice? Should I leave this guy? Or should I just try to stick it out, fulfill his fantasies, etc., etc.? I'm not that kinky, but I feel like I get the job done. What's your take? Melanie, it's a very good question, and I feel like that's probably a common problem. So, Walter, take it away, man.
Hello, Melanie. Thank you for your question. As Jesse theorized, this is a very common issue amongst couples. Moving in with a mate can be tough. Internet pornography is on the increase in popularity, and it creates intimacy issues for many people despite them knowing it. One possible variable is that your boyfriend may be struggling with a sex and love addiction, with which over 10 million Americans struggle and for which treatment is available. This doesn't mean that he is cheating on you, but rather that he is frequently masturbating as not made to feel sexual pressure. What will give this away is the amount of socks lying close to the computer and the crispiness of the socks.
Oh, it's gross. Crispiness.
What he fails to understand is that Jesus. If you love him, you want to please him, and wouldn't mind the extra sex, provided it is what is considered normal within the sexual realm. However, it sounds like as opposed to wanting to spice things up in the bedroom, you want an answer as to why your boyfriend would seek images of other women for stimulation. This all comes down to human biology. The male chromosomal differences dictate the drive to spread their seed. At their baseline, humans are animals and they have a need to procreate. Your boyfriend has this need, as do you, but his need requires variety. At the core, he has chosen you because you will make a suitable carrier of his offspring, and you have chosen him for the same reason. These other women would not make suitable carriers of his offspring. These women are pornography stars, which means that they are irreparably damaged and unsuitable mates. Yet he enjoys the fantasy of procreating with them because having just one mate is counterintuitive to human biological design. This does not mean that he doesn't love you. Perhaps you could try some light role-playing. Nothing outlandish, but there are books available on just such a thing. The point is, buck up, go buy a Catholic schoolgirl outfit, and let him blow a hot steamy load on your sweet tits every once in a while.
Walter?
Perhaps a blowjob in the kitchen
Walter.
Would suffice. Make sure to work the shaft and hum on his balls.
Okay, Walter.
That is all. Thank you, Melanie.
Walter, what the fuck was that, man?
Advice of Love and Romance with Walter, the Artificial Man.
All right, well, that's it for the podcast. I feel like half of that advice was sound. Anyway, but that's what you get, you know? You're asking a robot for love advice. What do you expect? What do you want from us? So thanks for listening to today's podcast. This one's going to be under 20 minutes. This is great. We're going to do at least one of these a week, probably two. I don't have a set day yet, but we're on iTunes now, so just, you know, check back on iTunes. And thanks for listening. There's been some kind of interesting stuff going on at the house. I'm going to talk all about it coming up shortly on the next podcast. So thank you guys very much. And like I said, next week, I'll probably have one out before then, just another one of these sort of talking deals. We'll do some more relationship advice. But next week, some extra special guests on the show. That's going to be when I'm up in Seattle. So put two and two together, figure it out. All right. Thank you guys very much. And this has been The Last Resort with Jesse Case.